and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry, and it's my aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future problems. So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up, and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet. Hello and welcome once again to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio. I do hope you have had an amazing Christmas and that you're not feeling too bloated. Where did Christmas week go to? It just flew by for us, I know that much. The fridge emptied, it's been refilled and emptied. And yes, we all had a wonderful time. Great number of our family got together. I think there was 17, 18 of us together for one particular meal. Really, really a blessed time, particularly after so many years of not being able to get together. This was the first year when we all got together with the family from Spain as well. It was great. Anyway, I hope you had a fantastic time. And of course, we have the new year now. We have 2023 ahead of us, 2022 behind us. And well, 2022, what sort of a year was that for you? This show is going to be a bit of a year, it might feel like a year to you. This show is going to be a bit of a reflection on the past year and, of course, anticipation for the coming year and trying to make the most of it, trying not to get started into this year just sort of just bumbling along, but actually attacking it with some purpose, attacking it with some sort of vision for what you can make happen in the coming year. Hopefully, the past year was a success. There are things that I'm very proud of in the past year, but there's also things that I'm very disillusioned by and didn't really make happen. And that's a lot of that is down to me maybe not having the passion to do that at the beginning of the year. Certainly, a lot of the things that I didn't achieve are down to me not planning properly and then not executing those plans. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that today to try to help you, I hope, particularly in areas relating to your foot health and in relating to your general health and your body being able to work, which of course quite often having feet and having feet which function well will be helpful. So I want us to really be able to learn from planning and from dreaming dreams and executing those plans to achieve those dreams by listening to this show. Those of you listening to the radio show, you'll have the benefit of the songs as we go along. Of course, if you are listening to the podcast, the songs are edited out for the podcast. But I will be putting in there the names of the songs that would have been in the show so that if you want to, you can be listening to the podcast and then you can just pause it and go and listen to the song that I've asked to be played. And you can do the exercises that we're getting you to do during the song yourself that way. So one thing I would like you to do is to get a pen and paper for the show. Hopefully you're not listening to it as you're driving, or if you are, then certainly make a mental note of what you need to do at the end of your drive. Don't go trying to write things down, of course, when you're driving. But we want you to be able to really plan ahead for this coming year. So, this year, I think it's pretty fair to say, for most of us, has been a bit of a roller coaster, as most years are. Some of you will be looking back and thinking, I wish that hadn't happened. Oh my goodness, why did that happen? Maybe you've had some bereavement. Maybe you've had some issue with your home. Maybe a flood, maybe a fire, maybe these negative things that happen. Maybe an accident, maybe you broke something, maybe you got very sick. There's probably lots of low points, lots of negative points that have happened in the past year. But I'm guessing there's probably some real high points. Maybe you've had some marriages. Maybe you've had some births. Maybe you've had some grandchildren come along. Maybe there have been some other really exciting things, some achievements. Maybe you've qualified in, you know, graduated from university. Maybe you've done your GCSEs. Maybe you've achieved retirement age. Who knows what you've done? Maybe you've achieved some things with your feet. You've climbed a mountain. You've walked a long walk. You've done a sponsored run. You've done a marathon. Maybe you've just managed to get along with changing from maybe some restrictive exercise you couldn't do because of perhaps you had a stroke in the previous year, and this year you've made great achievements. The year will have had good and bad things for all of us. It's true to say that life is a roller coaster, and this year will be no exception, I'm sure. As we go into 2023, there will be ups and downs throughout the coming year. And I really want us to hopefully be able to make the most of this coming year ahead of ourselves. So to start off with, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a song. And as I said, if you're listening on the podcast, then please just go ahead and, you know, look on YouTube for this song and listen to it, and then come back to the podcast for the next part. But we want you to listen to a song by Ronan Keaton, and it's called Life is a Roller Coaster. And it's going to be a bit of a reflective song. I want you just to think about, you know, some of the ups and the downs, the things you're grateful for in the past year, maybe the things that, you know, you're not so grateful for, that things didn't go quite so well as you'd hoped. Just spend a bit of time reflecting on 2022 particularly, and how it was a roller coaster. How much of a roller coaster? What were those real high points, and what were the low points as well? And then after that, we'll get into a little bit more of the whole idea of making sure that 2023 is going to be an amazing year. So please enjoy the song, whether you're listening to it here on the radio show or whether you're going to go and find it yourself if you're listening to the podcast. Ronan Keating and Life is a Roller Coaster. Enjoy it. That was Ronan Keating and Life is a Roller Coaster. Hope you enjoyed it. This is the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, and we are going to be playing loads of songs this time to help you to think through your past year and what you want to do to change in this coming year. Hopefully to help you to build some dreams, to reflect on yourself, and to make some plans to head into this coming year with success. So the first song there, Life is a Roller Coaster, hopefully made you look back a little bit on the past year and just have a think about how it went for you and how you went through it. We are going to move on now into a little bit more reflection. And I use the term reflection because I think it's important to reflect on the past year particularly. But it's also really important just to think about yourself, you as a person. Who are you? Who would other people say you are? Would they say that you are a couch potato? Would they say that you are just a fitness freak? Would they say that you are a healthy, active person? I just want you to think about that for a minute and just think and have a thought about, well, how active am I? Do I do the steps I should do? Do I use my feet the way that I should do? Because many of us don't, myself inclusive. You know, my work is so sedentary. If I don't make myself go and do some exercise each day, then there are days when I could do just a few thousand steps and that's it. And that's literally just, you know, it's not striding out energetic steps. It's literally, I guess, just, you know, plodding from one clinic to the front reception door and back again. And yeah, if I look at that, then I think, you know what? Yeah, there are some issues.
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on, and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. So let's get on with the show again. Back to our interview. Maybe you are somebody who has been battling with trying to lose some weight. Maybe your feet hurt and you've been told that actually having that extra weight on there isn't going to help, which is truthful. It often won't help if you've got extra weight on already sore feet. Maybe you've been plagued with injuries and you've not really tackled it in a proper way. You've just done a bit of DIY self-treatment on these injuries or these problems that you have. Maybe you've got an issue with your foot that is causing a problem in certain shoes, but you still love wearing those shoes. Maybe you haven't got the right kit for the type of exercise you want to do. These are all things that I want you to reflect on whilst we play our next song. The next song is going to be by Michael Jackson, and it is called Man in the Mirror. And I want us just to think about, well, what actually can I do to improve my fitness this coming year? Whatever stage of life you're at, if you're very elderly and have to lead a quite sedentary lifestyle because you are not that able to move about, then just think, what can you do to improve it a little bit? You know, I've talked before on the show about little things that some people do, like getting the little pedal things that sit on the floor in front of your armchair. You watch TV and you pedal away. That is keeping your blood moving, and particularly in your lower limbs, of course, but it's getting your heart pumping as well. It's all good for you. There may be just exercises that you can do to sit down and then to stand up, to sit down and stand up at your chair. Doing something is better than doing nothing. There'll be some of you who are thinking, well, that's not me. I'm going for a marathon this year. Great, good for you. But actually, if you don't tackle it in the right way, you could fail at that. So think about where you want to be and, you know, look at yourself as to where you are right now. And then hopefully that will give you some guidance as to how to get to where you want to get to. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that shortly. So enjoy Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, but really use this time to scrutinize yourself. Have a look at yourself in that mirror, in that virtual mirror. How fit are you? How able are you? How much effort have you put into your exercise over the past year? Do your feet cause you any problems? Do your legs cause you any problems? Look at yourself and get a picture of where you're at. So enjoy the song. See you on the other side.
A change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Change his ways, change your
That was Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror. And I hope you did spend your time during that looking at yourself in that virtual mirror and getting a picture of where you are at in your life now with regards to your fitness, with regards to your foot health. So we come to the next stage of the show. And as I have mentioned here on the Foot Health Show this week, we are going through various songs to help us to work out a plan for the coming year ahead. And we've looked now at what the past year was like. Life being a roller coaster. We've looked at the man in the mirror or lady in the mirror, looked at yourself and where you're at in life. I want us now just to think about where we want to go. And if you can, just pause, get a bit of paper, get a pen. I want you to think really hard now about what is a real dream for you this coming year. Regarding your feet, regarding your activity levels, what you're able to do. What would be a dream for you? If somebody said to you at the end of this coming year, wow, I cannot believe that you achieved that. What would it be? What would you like to achieve using your feet? Is there a mountain you'd like to climb, a hill you'd like to climb, a walk you'd like to walk, a shop you'd like to be able to get to, a local area you'd like to be able to get to? Is there just walking down the aisle with a loved one or with a daughter, or maybe you've got other things you want to do, a dance that you want to go to? Maybe you just want to make the most of the local park and be able to do a full lap of the park. What is the dream for you? What level are you at? And what would be something that would be a challenge for you, something to dream about? Well, we're going to listen to a song now, and I want you during that time to really think out some dreams for yourself, or just one big dream. You know, maybe it is, I would like to feel that achievement of doing a marathon. Wow. That is a big dream. It's not going to come overnight, and it's not going to come without some work and some planning and some difficulties. But we can talk about that later in the show. For now, it's just a question of getting that dream. However big, however small it might be, dream something. And a dream normally, it does mean that it needs to be something which is, it's something out of the ordinary. It's something extra special. It's something that isn't just run of the mill. If you're already running 5 kilometers, then, you know, to run 5 kilometers is not a dream. It's already happened. It's got to be something that is going to stretch you. So give that some thought and come out with something which is really going to stretch you, and whereby at the end, when you look back, it's going to be like a, wow, I achieved that dream. You're going to feel so good. Okay. And we're going to help you on this show throughout the coming weeks to help you to set yourself up for success so you don't fail. Because there's nothing worse than getting to the end of the year and thinking, oh, I failed. I didn't manage it. So enjoy the song by The Cranberries. And the song is called, of course, Dream.
Thank you.
That was the Cranberries and Dream. And I hope that during that song you were able to really give some thought to a dream activity for you that you could do with your feet. And that's over the coming year. Now, it's all very well having that dream. Sometimes the dream can feel like it's so far away. Sometimes the dream can be just really, it can actually be inspiring on one level, but it can be really depressing on another because it does feel like it's so far away and you just haven't got a clue how to get to do that dream. It can be a real negative aspect on your life if you don't go about it in the right way, because failing to get to a dream is not good. So let's try to think about some ways in which you can help yourself best achieve that dream. Okay, and it's my view that you need to try to break up the journey to that dream. Okay, so you're going to try and get to do, let's use a marathon as an example. Okay, now I know that most of you are not going to be planning on doing a marathon. In fact, let's not depress you. Let's not go with the marathon. Let's go with even just trying to run 10K or walk 10K, okay? So you're going to be doing that. And there is a great activity over here called the Couch to 5K, which I believe is endorsed by the NHS or even run by the NHS over here in the UK, where you start off on the couch doing nothing and you gradually increase your activity levels until you can do 5 kilometers. And that can be at your own pace. So it can be walking, it can be running, but at least you're getting off the couch and you're doing it. And it's a gradual process. And that's what I want us to do right now, is whatever dream you've got, whether it is 5K, 10K, a marathon, whatever it might be, whether it is to walk up that hill that you haven't walked up for many, many years and you want to do it again to get to the top to see that beautiful view that you remember, whatever it might be, you're not going to be able to do it overnight. You're not going to be able to do it in the first week, probably. You need to plan ahead, and it could take you months of planning. So what I would like you to do is to break up your dream. Break it up, okay? Break it up into different goals. And those goals are going to be smart ones. Now, what does smart mean? Smart means obviously that they are clever, wise ones. But it stands for, it's an acronym, and it stands for S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time bound. So you're going to make, out of your big dream, you're going to make some individual goals. And I suggest splitting it up into maybe 2, 3, 4, depends how big your goal is, how big your dream is. But you're going to split it up into individual goals. So for example, if you were going to try to achieve 10K, then, well, first of all, split it down to 5K within half the time that you want to achieve the main dream. And maybe you would split that into another half, so 2.5K by another certain time, and then split that into maybe 1K by a certain time. So you've got these various goals, and you are putting them into a specific time slot. So that's where your time bound bit is, okay? You want to be specifically reaching that target within a certain time. It's measurable because you can measure whether or not you're doing it or not, whether you're getting there. Make them achievable, okay? Don't plan on doing a marathon in the end of January if you haven't run a mile yet. Make it achievable. Set that main dream to be achieved later in the year. You know, when the weather maybe is a bit better, maybe not when it's too hot. Make it achievable. Maybe you don't want to do it in June, July. Maybe you want to do it in September, October, when it's a little bit cooler. You know, plan wisely and make it relevant. Of course, it's got to be relevant. The different goals have got to be relevant to your main dream. So break up that dream into little pieces and have those goals. And we're going to listen to a song now by a band called Scooter. And of course, the song is called Break It Up. Try doing that while we're listening to it.
Where in the world, where in the world? calling me bad, calling me wrong, calling me anything but your own. I don't mind, yeah, I don't mind. I don't care if you leave me, I don't care if you go away, I don't care if you wanted this, I don't mind. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up, my love. If you think that you can stay with me, break it up, my love. Oh, break it up. Yeah, oh, break it up. Oh, 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 break it up. Yeah, just break it up. So where in the world, where in the world, where in the world can I hide this hurt? I don't mind, yeah, I don't mind. If you're calling me sad, calling me strong, strong enough to make it on my own, I don't mind, yeah, I don't mind. If you tear down your walls inside, go for a brand new ride. But baby, please don't tell me so. Oh, 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 oh. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up, my love. If you think that you can stay with me, break it up, my love. Oh, break it up. Yeah, oh, break it up. Just break it up. Oh, 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 break it up. Yeah. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up, my love. If you think that you can stay with me, break it up, my love. Oh, break it up. Yeah, oh, break it up. Just break it up. Oh, 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 break it up.
That was the band Scooter and Break It Up. I hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully during that time, you were able to break up your dream a little bit. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio. Hopefully you now have got these little goals, these little more specific goals that you can measure that are going to be achievable, but you know when they need to be achieved by and that are relevant to your big dream. Okay. Now, from there, we need to get into planning a little bit about how we're going to achieve it. Okay, you need to plan and prepare. It's really, really important to plan and prepare. Otherwise, you set yourself up for failure. So I want you to be thinking a little bit about, well, how can I plan? What do I need? Are there any physical things that I do need for this? Do I need some new shoes, walking shoes, some new running shoes? Do I need some wet weather running gear, walking gear? Do I need some way of tracking how far I'm going, maybe an app put on my phone so that I know how much walking I've done or running that I've done. I use an app on my phone and it is absolutely invaluable to keep an eye on what I'm doing. And it reminds me as well of how much I have done in that past week, how well I'm getting on with it.
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. So let's get on with the show again. Back to our interview. Do you need to get a buddy? Do you need someone to hold you accountable? I suggest you have this. If you're going to be planning this, maybe you can join a club. Maybe you can join a walking, rambling group. Maybe you can just get somebody in your family to keep you accountable to how many steps you're doing each day, to whether or not you are on track. There are people who are walking from Land's End to John O'Groats during lockdowns. Virtually, okay. There are places on the net where you can actually sign up to do that walk, and you, as you add in the miles that you've done, it deducts from the total, and you work out how far along you are, and it shows you maybe some pictures of where you're going, where you are on the map. Whatever it takes to help you to be accountable and to know how far you are getting with your goal. Plan and prepare. Really, really important. I want you to do that right now. Hope you've got your pen and paper there. Think about what plans you need to put in place to prepare yourself for success with your goals, your mini goals to lead to that great dream. The song we're going to listen to now is by Simple Plan, and their song is called This Song Saved My Life. If you plan carefully, it could well even do that.
I wanna start by letting you know this. Because of you, my life has a purpose. You help me be who I am today. I see myself in every word you say. Sometimes it feels like nobody gets me. Trapped in a world where everyone hates me. There's so much that I'm going through. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I was broken, I was choking. Forever.
That was Simple Plan, and this song saved my life. And hopefully during that, you were able to plan and prepare a little bit of how to achieve those goals that you broke up while we listened to the previous song. Goals that will lead you to the dream that you dreamt up whilst listening to the song before that. Having looked at yourself in the mirror and know what you want in life. So hopefully you're in a good position now to really move forwards and to succeed with this dream, with getting this dream, achieving it, with your goals all set. Obviously, probably during this time, you haven't been able to do all of that. You need to go away now and you need to refine it a little bit. Check it out. Make sure you've got that buddy or that system in place to keep you accountable and order those running shoes, those walking shoes, whatever it might be that you need to do to achieve it. I encourage you, please, make sure that you don't just go away from this show and just think, oh, it was another show, I listened to it. But really do try to make some differences, okay? And it's not going to be easy. I'm promising you that. It will not be easy. Anyone that has tried preparing for any big activity, be it a marathon, be it a 5K, couch to 5K, whatever it might be, it isn't easy. There are going to be days you want to give up. There are going to be days when it's going to get so, so tough. So please stick with it. And that's why I do encourage having somebody else on board. If you've got a family member who can join you, great. If you've got a friend that can join you, or just join a club where you meet up with strangers who are going to keep you accountable. It's going to be a fight. And the last song we're going to listen today is by Rachel Platten, and it is called Fight Song. And I hope it is a song which is going to really inspire you to continue fighting on during this year as you progress towards your dream. There may be setbacks, there may be times when you fail in a particular area, but you can succeed. And certainly you need to make sure that you do fight on, even when the going gets tough. So please enjoy this song by Rachel Platten. And this brings us to the end of the show, I'm afraid. So next week, we will talk a little bit more specifically about some of the things that you might need to do regarding your feet and regarding your lower limbs in this time of increased activity as you build up to reach the different goals and to achieve that great dream, which may seem impossible at the moment. But we all know that the word impossible can be split up into I'm possible. So let's make this dream possible. Enjoy Rachel Platten, Fight Song, and have a fantastic week, fantastic new year too.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. But I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Stop it right now. I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming. My power's turned on. word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.